Blog Talk Radio.
From my hometown, where originally was, I guess you could say the best part of me ran down my daddy's leg, you know, down in the 916, getting dirty up in here with MF Beck, Travis Highland, and Cash. What's happening, fellas?
What's up, gangster?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Man, we was talking a little bit before we went live about tacos, man. I got to tell you, you know, and I'll say it live on the air, and if you don't like it, you ain't got to listen to my motherfucking show. Even them white people are getting tacos right, man. What's up with this, you know? We look at life, man. I was out in Cali. The taco trucks are fire, bro. Last time I was out there, they didn't have the option. You go there this time, you get an option to eat the Guatemalan style, the Central Mexican style, and the Northern Mexican style. Now these white people like MF are throwing shit out there that's pretty fire, too. How did you take that, Cash, coming from the 916?
Hey, man, I don't care who you are. If you can make the tacos good, man, you can make them good. That's all credit due. But I'm sure somewhere the white folks got their babysitter or the nanny teaching them how to cook tacos. No, I'm
sorry. Right. they had to, bro, because, like I said, I live in the 417. I live in the Bible Belt, bro. And, you know, I just came back from Cali, and I was craving some good food. And, man, out here, all you can get is that biscuits and gravy shit. So I told the old lady, I said, I'm going to take you out to a nice restaurant. First thing I see is
sriracha-infused.
Man, shut the fuck up, bro. All I see is sriracha-infused pork belly tacos. And I said, man, I got to try that. And I'll tell you what, that shit was fire. But, you know, we're going to jump off topic here real quick. For some reason, my phone... Hold on a second, bro. I got to call back in. For some reason, my phone did some crazy-ass shit, and I don't know why it did that, but we'll get the show is still live. Hey, MF, why don't you go ahead and explain who Johnny is while I get this shit fixed, bro.
Well, my man Johnny Cash from the 916, we're on the same fight team. You know what I mean? Dude's a fucking extremely fucking well-rounded fighter. But on top of that, his music's fucking hitting, but he's been in good people's ever since I've known him for, like, what, 5, 6 years? Some, maybe 3, 4? I don't fucking know. Give or take.
Since 2013, I believe it was. 2013, 2014, around that time.
Right, give or take. But shit, man, while that motherfucker's doing his thing, I'm glad to fucking have you on here. You know, we're trying to fucking show some love, and I've always liked you. You know, you was always good people to meet, and fucking hell yeah. And my motherfucking femur still got a bruise on it from Mr. Johnny Moraes.
That's the way it is, man. Like, I just fuck with real people, real talk. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I came on the team. I was already doing my thing before I was on that team. You know what I mean? So they kind of lightweight just recruited me, and I thought it was, like, too good to be true. Like, you're offering all this training and all this support and shit for what? For only $50 a month? I was like, damn, this is too good to be true. Lightweight shit went down. It was too good to be true. But it is, you know what I mean? They needed some tough guys there, I guess, to kick some people. And shit, so, you know what I mean? I never back down, so I'm always down to
I'm back, man.
And
like I said, I don't know what the hell I did. I think I kicked the cord out from the board, and, I mean, I'm just a little bit dabbed out today. But, you know.
I thought you had that Cricket wireless.
Man, I don't be rolling that Getro PCS stuff, bro. Oh, snap. But I'll be honest.
It's Cricket. You got the Obama phone.
Yeah, right? You know, on our show, we usually talk about everything. I know we started today all kind of comical on a good note and stuff, but I kind of want to take you back because I heard MF kind of letting you give a little bio of who you are. You know, You talk about the $50 a month. Did you get your $50 a month worth out of that gym, bro?
Definitely, bro. Definitely. For sure. When I first started training, man, that was just off of I was a fat slob. You know what I mean? And I just wanted to, like, you know, I just wanted to fight. You know what I mean? And my wife at the time was like, man, you're going to go too hard and have a fucking heart attack. You know, she's like, maybe you need to lose some weight first. And I'm like, oh, all right, but she's probably right. You know what I mean? So I lost, like, hella weight hella quick. And then I'm like, dude, I'm like 190 pounds, man. I could, you know, let me start training to fight. And then at that time, James Irvin and Scott Smith opened up Ultimate Training Center in Roseville. And I was one of the first to join there. You know what I mean? And then I met some cool dudes from there. They weren't trying to fuck with me. You know what I mean? Because I was just a new guy, came off the streets. I didn't train one bit in any type of martial arts at all. No wrestling, no jiu-jitsu or nothing like that. But they were trying to charge me like hell, $100-something a month, a contract. And I'm like, man, I'm just a hustler, man. Let me get people in here to sign up for you guys. And let me, you know what I mean? And let me train for free. So I got like six dudes to sign up and end up training for like the whole year for free. But, you know, they weren't really fucking with me because I was a new guy, you know, and they didn't know what I was. I probably didn't know, you know, I didn't know shit, really, just watching the UFC. That was it. And then fuck, it took off, man. I was tougher than what I thought, and, you know, I did pretty well.
Well, you're actually doing pretty well in the music industry, too. That's kind of why I did it on this station instead of the other thing.
Yeah,
but,
dude,
you know,
I've
got a question
nuts.
To ask you before we drop a little bit of your music. You know, because I got to clarify things for me. You know, I'm straightforward, man. I'm transparent. These guys will tell you that. And I'm going to put you on the spot because that's just the way I roll. I mean, what are your thoughts about that aspect of the sport up there with, as far as MMA Gold, Dave Hirschbein? How do you feel that they invoke things in your life, bro?
How they do what? It's only one particular dude. You know what I mean? For real. But I don't know. I guess he's kind of like the fucking Texas cult leader up there. You know what I mean? That they follow whatever the fuck he does. No, seriously. No, real talk. They follow whatever, you know. And then the people that are man enough and have balls and, you know, speak on it is the ones that get outcasted. And you know what I mean? And then they get, you know, we're doing all this for the team. Everything, the team. But then they do put more emphasis on certain individuals, which is fine. Like, hey, you know, you found, look, motherfucker, I was in my late 20s, early 30s, you know, when I was fighting. And if you got some youngsters that are 19, 20, hey, them motherfuckers naturally got more testosterone busting through them. You know what I mean? So they automatically going to go for the ones that are more shining or that can sell more tickets or whatever. You know, but don't get me wrong, they're all good there. You know what I mean? I'm not knocking on nobody. They're all of them are great. You could just tell by, you know, the success that some individuals have as a team. You know what I mean? But if it was really a full-on team, then we would all be like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, with that being said, there's just some behind-the-scenes shit going. But I got good training there. Don't get me wrong. I got to train with MF. I got to train with Traps. I got to train with all these guys, and I got choked out by a lot of them. You know what I mean? But, shit, it is what it is. But I got my money's worth for $50, but, I mean, I could have did it without certain individuals in my life. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, you know, no, I'm good,
that's
bro.
That's how I feel about that.
I'll be straight real. I just don't like Dave Hirschbein. I can't stand the motherfucker.
I heard about him. I've heard about a lot of people, you know, in the fight game. You know, like, when I first started fighting, there was no amateur careers. There was no Emmys. I went straight pro. Like, I trained for 8 months. I trained with Dave Huckabee at his gym. We stepped on the mat. Yeah, we stepped on the mat together. Ask him. Yeah, for real. And I was like, hey, man, I want to fight. He was like, let me see what you can do. He put me up against three dudes. I did like three rounds, and I did pretty well. Dave's the only one that whipped my ass. But, you know, but he was like, hey, you can wear my name on your back anytime. And fucking, you know, that's how I got, you know, into that. But everyone was telling me about Dave Hirschbein. I'm like, people are telling me about fucking, what's the dude's name? Hit Boy, the big fat dude. I forgot his name, too. Roy. I'm like, to me, no one's have never done nothing to me. I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. Everybody's suspect to me, always, no matter what. But, you know what I mean? If you ain't done nothing to me, I got no reason to treat you as suspect. But everybody was saying it. It's going to happen. Don't trust this dude. Don't do this. And, hey, Shit, I did. You know what I mean? Hey, sometimes you just got to find out for yourself. But, you know, I've heard of the shady shit he's done. But, you know, to me, it was just money. You know what I mean? It was, you know, it was money, man. That's to me, that's what it was. And if you're gonna, you know, be a piece of shit over money, then hey, that's you. You know, that's just nothing to me. Money's never been nothing to me. You know what I mean? It was over like $200 or something, like $240 bucks.
I was gonna say, especially over fucking $200.
Right.
Two, bro. Two. You know what I'm saying?
I'll just say it like it is, bro. I'll say it like it is. That motherfucker dirtier than a pair of underwear in a backwoods alley in the middle of fucking Tennessee. I don't give two shits about that dude. I've been listening for 22 years.
Motherfucker in the region. And Dave Hirschbein is probably the biggest coward around here, man. And, you know, it just, I think that's why so many of us just have this salty taste on our mouth. Because, I mean, like Johnny was saying, dude, I heard for years from everybody around the region, you know, just how real shady they were and how fucking fake they were and how everybody ends up, you know, fucking salty at the end. And it was just one of those things where it's like, we had their back, you know. I stood up for those motherfuckers for years. And eventually it's like, yeah, we had the same fucking problems for 6 years. And they eventually boiled to a point where it's like, yeah, I'm sorry I trusted you. I'm sorry I didn't listen to everybody in the fucking region.
Yeah, I'm like you, homie, but I'm not salty around my mouth, bro. That's something you got to check on. You know, I'm salty, but not around the mouth, bro. Johnny, you'll figure out. We love to fuck with Travis on here, from him losing his nuts to finding this good. This show is just about kicking it, man. I usually do a show on Tuesday night in MMA, and then I do a Legends of Boxing on Thursday. I do a music show on Sunday, but today's kind
of
just like,
hey, I'll be available for all of them, because I do a little bit of all three. You know what I'm saying? I'm the menage of the business.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what we fit to do. I'm gonna bust off a little track, and then we're gonna come back. And we're gonna talk to you about the transition. You know,
for sure. Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, let's go ahead and bust a little bit of that right now.
Hey, smooth. Volume up. Turn it up, yeah, that part. All bass, no treble, yeah, that part. You hear the motherfucking strings, yeah, that part. I'm just in it for the cream, yeah, that part. I grew up with hood dreams, yeah, that part. So I want a hood thing, yeah, that part. Must have the mayo on gold things, that part. Cuban link, pinky ring, yeah, that part. Thick ass bankroll, yeah, that part. Hella thick assholes, yeah, that part. So like Tupac, fresh out, spitting on you niggas. Or something like a dyke, I'm spitting on you kids. Shoulders, homie, you can get the mittens. We can go from the holster and the boat to get the spit. Guerrilla militia tactics, yeah, that part. I'm a Sacramento king, yeah, that part.
That
in my 9-hole 16, that part. Cash.
Damn, that shit got me going back to the day where I want to go elbows up from side to side and shit.
Bro, that 916 line is still hella clever to me. The Sacramento King,
yeah,
my 916.
Right?
Bro, yeah, that's some clever ass wordplay.
That's some shit right there.
I have fun with this.
Yeah, but how does a brother transition from the sport to this? Or was this something that you already had before you even stepped up into the sport?
No, man, I didn't have this at all. Well, I mean, I just love music in general. You know what I mean? My mom, it was basically from my mom. My mom had me hella young, man, at 16 years old. So she was still a kid, raising the kids. So I was just growing up listening to all the music that she would listen to. You know what I mean? All the old Motown shit, all the fucking Zapp and Rogers, the Confunctions, all the old school stuff. And then my grandma, on my dad's side, she's white, so I got to hear all the country. I got to hear all the Johnny Cash. I got to hear all the fucking, you name it, the classic rocks from her era. And I just always had a love for music, good music, man. And then didn't really think about nothing rapping or nothing. I just loved music, you know, rap music, you know, shit like that, everything. And then the fighting thing was done. You know, that was like an outlet to me, my therapy. You know what I mean? I could punch people. I could fight and not get in trouble, you know, and shit like that. And it really, it helps, you know, especially when you have like a bad day, you go training and shit, and you know, you get done. You may even, you know, get your ass whooped, but it's just the fact that, you know, you got out there and you got it, you got to let some aggression out, some anger out. Like I said, it's therapy. And then I, you know, that's on a hold for a little while. And then, you know, my buddy just owned a studio and he had their group, and it was just a fluke, man. I said, hey, I think it'll sound good if you do this. And he put it on their album. And I was like, oh, that's dope. And he's like, hey, go spit something. And I really was never a rapper, man. I still don't even know all the proper shit. But I went in there and did it. And I just felt it. And, they, you know, they liked it, man. And I just started getting into rapping after that. You know, I just figured, like, I got a lot of shit to say. I've been through a lot of shit. You know, so why not fucking put it into words and, you know, try to put it on a beat. You know what I mean?
That's on the real, man. That's on the real. We're going to kind of hold off on a lot of that because I'm going to bring you on my music show. And we'll jump into that chapter of your life. But we kind of, on this show, Johnny, you're going to figure out real quick. Shit goes sideways real fast.
Oh, really? No, that's real shit, honey. That's real 100.
No,
you know
it's
what
all,
I mean?
It's all good. We got to do it like a drink champs type of thing then next time. Shit.
Shit, I'm sitting here roasting with Travis as we speak.
You know, oh, man, you know, I kind of want to. I want to just jump into politics, man, for a second. You know, I'm a little throw the fuck off, man. This country don't know what the fuck they're doing to begin with. But then, you know, you kind of get Donald Trump in the office, you know, and now they want to impeach him. You know, what the fuck, man? I mean, you got a dude up there that I don't like to begin with. I'm just going to be straight transparent. But he's wanting change. He's creating change. And it might not be what everybody else wants. But at least he's trying to do something. You know, I don't appreciate his ass being on Twitter, but, hey, you know, it is what it is, you know. But for these people wanting to impeach him, to pull him out of office, you know, like we kind of talked about before we went live, man, it's like if we allow this to happen, we might as well just throw our hands up in the air and say Sieg Heil or fucking throw a swastika on our chest or something, because this country's going to go all fucked up sideways. I'm going to jump to my little homie Travis, because Travis, I know you're outspoken. What are your thoughts if Donald Trump gets impeached, my little homie?
I mean, shit, man, I don't. Yeah. I mean, it's such a deep question, because Bill Clinton got impeached, but he didn't leave office. You know, so I honestly believe that just speaking from a purely political backing, if he were to get impeached, I don't think he would leave. I mean, so that's a conundrum in and of itself, but just, you know, taking the guy's personality into account, if they were to actually find something to impeach him on, which honestly I don't think they have shit of yet. I mean, yeah, they got him all. He's banging a porn star. Well, the first lady's a fucking porn star. He's married to one. You think that's the only porn star he's ever fucked? I mean, let's be real. But then on top of that, it's like, if you're going to find something to, you know, impeach him on that isn't definite and concrete, you know, they might get him on being a corrupt businessman, which, yeah, he's a fucking New York businessman. He was the guy who was, you know, in charge of fucking building more buildings in New York than just about anybody else ever. So of course he's got to be corrupt in that aspect, but it's like,
and that was,
you know,
back in when the mob was running shit too. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
he was the only motherfucker putting buildings up. So go figure.
I mean, Ryan,
you know, not saying anything, but go figure.
Lawyer. You know, that's all you need to know. You got Giuliani as this guy's fucking lawyer. He's the OG mob boss. You know, so I mean, it's going to be one of those things where I think that they might try and find something to impeach him on. But I don't think he's going to leave, and even if they do impeach him. And what kind of a place is that going to bring the country into when we actually have, you know, that level of discord and civil unrest?
Yeah, you know, I got to agree with you. You know, the only thing that I'm kind of upset about is why Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Bill Cosby didn't get together and create a vast spectrum, bro, pudding pops, you know? I tell you what, man. When I was up in the St. Louis with the Lunatics a weekend or two ago, you know, I looked it up because I was dying, bro. We was talking about this shit, and I said, man, you show me a bitch that don't like a pudding pop, and it's like, you know, everybody wants to bring all this stuff up, but you brought up Bill Clinton. Look at him and Monica Lewinsky. Why aren't people attacking his ass? You know, I ain't hating on a nigger for getting a piece of ass. First and foremost, I commend him. You know, the only thing I think Bill Cosby got caught on was a couple of them woke up. He didn't give them enough. No.
Man, you gotta think about it. This week. All that Me Too shit movement, and I don't want to say shit because, hey, there's some people that deserve, you know, Harvey Weinstein's a piece of shit. But Bill Cosby was like, come on, Bill fucking Cosby, he, you know, the Huxtable dad, you know what I'm saying, the fucking college graduate, that, you know, if you work with him, you know what I mean, you know what type of person Bill Cosby is, how much money he has, and how much influence he has. You mean to tell me one of those chicks totally got fucking that done under the influence? Like, she knew what the fuck was going on. You're going to the man's house, dude. You know what I'm saying? He's making you drink.
Right.
You're waking up feeling weird and your butt hurting, but you go back. And you go back. And
right.
You know, and you keep going back, dude. It's like, fuck that. Hey, whatever he had must have been some good shit because they kept going back for more. You know what I mean? But I was like, damn, but that's Bill Cosby. Like, he was fucked up too, Quaaludes back in the day and fucking coke. You cannot go to if we've all been in some fucked up situations, man. I've been fucked up for a couple, you know, for years before, and I'm thinking there's no way you can hold me accountable for the shit I was doing when I was fucked up. I'm not that person, but hey, shit, you know what I mean? We all get together and we fucking have some drinks, we have some coke, we have some you whatever, and hey, if shit happens sometimes, dude. You think I'm that person? No, man. I'm a family man. I'm raising kids. You know what I mean? In the past, and we all done some fucked up shit in the past, but come on, Bill Cosby. I mean,
yeah,
hey,
bro, man, I'm just waiting for a fucking video to come up with Bill Cosby dipping the pudding pop and Morgan Freeman doing the commentary. You know, Morgan Duckish.
R. Kelly singing in the background.
Jesus. Well, you had to bring up R. Kelly, though. You got to. The fishing and the fucking.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine that shit, though? Can you imagine as
just
Bill pulls
you
out his penis and enters? That'd be some fucked up shit. The FCC's gonna love me today, man.
Yeah.
I gotta love it. I don't give a crap.
And R. Kelly's body's telling him no, motherfucker. Listen.
He put in his shit. He put in his beard. He was letting off his mouth.
Shit, I need another dab, man. This shit is fucking me up. Oh, poor Morgan Freeman.
Welcome to the show, Johnny.
He got caught up in the mix. You know,
hey, I think hey, what about the new one? Jamie Foxx slapped some chick with his dick 16 years
ago. Yeah, I heard about that.
Anybody that's been on like the upper echelon as far as numbers goes, like, some weird shit's happened at some fucking times. You know what I mean? If you want to judge me, like, shit, I was going on 18, like, I mean.
See? Thank you.
So like,
that's what I was trying to say.
You know,
come
on. Like, there was no shame to me. I'm like, I thought of like certain things, you know what I mean? My brown eye saved my brown eye. Like, that is not a fucking no-no. No. But, like, dude, I had a fucking bitch part on my tape one time, and it fucking. Weird shit. I had another one walking with a choker and like and all types of weird shit. You know what I mean? So I was like, "What, you want to judge me for that?" Like, no.
Yeah, pink eye for a year straight.
Dude, that was like 15 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, but you were 18.
Oh, hey man, you know,
what do you think I did with groupies?
Yeah, right. I'm gonna tell you all a story since I'm so, you know, in the music industry. I'm not gonna bring up any names because I'm fitting to ruin my career, but. There's this one brother out there that's pretty prominent, you know, and it was his birthday. And all these motherfuckers, you know, they wanted to get him, you know, and they was dead set and they was going to get him on his birthday. So they set this thing up, man, and they told old boy to go downstairs and sit in a chair. And at his birthday, you know, as soon as the doorbell rang, open the door, man, it'd be his birthday gift. He was like, oh, shit, you know. I'm fit to get my groove on, fit to get my grind, got me a stripper coming, this and that. So he's sitting there chilling. And he opened the door when the doorbell rang, and it's this bitch with a big-ass car wash afro, bright red lipstick, and he's all, fuck it, man, I'm fucked up, bitch is already here. And so he let the bitch in, and he said, what's your name? She said, Blowjob Betty. And he's like, what the fuck? Blowjob Betty. He's like, man, oh, what the fuck? I done? All right, fuck it. You know, we here, we might as well do this shit. He said, he laid back in the chair, and bitch was, you know, messing around with him. Next thing you know, she grabbed one leg, grabbed the other leg, flipped his fucking legs back to try to go to lick his asshole. And he said, oh, hell no. He elbowed the bitch upside the head. And all these motherfuckers was filming this shit from upstairs, bro. They did this brother wrong, man. This bitch wanted to eat his ass. Didn't want nothing to do, anything else to do with him but eat his ass. And I was just dying because, you know, this industry is fucked up. Did I ever think I would tell this story on this show? No. I'm probably going to get shut off in a minute here. But, you know, you look at all the things about life, man, and it's like everybody wants to make something out of nothing. And, you know, to me, we do this show every week, and we're pretty serious for the most part. This is the first time I think we just ever just went off the deep end and just said fuck it and talked about whatever we truly wanted. But when you all surmise everything that is complex in life and you look at the way life is handed to us, do you think that this movement and tearing down artists is really relevant, or do you think it's something that we shouldn't even, you know, look at? Because it truly has nothing to do with us. I don't give a fuck about Bill Cosby's sex life.
Me either. I think people worry about other people too goddamn much. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go like, MF's my dude. I'm not going to go on his page and be like, you see this motherfucker's doing this? I like him. I don't care what he's doing, though. He's doing what he wants to do, his family, what he got going on. Hey, more power to you. I don't care about what anybody does. I think if we start having that attitude, you know what I mean? Hey, just let them do it. Let them figure it out. Let them do, you know, hey, it's all good. You know, people got to learn from their mistakes, you know, shit like that. So, hey, you do what you do. Do what you do.
Exactly.
I don't care,
well,
for the most part. As
long
as you're not affecting
me.
Yep. As long as you're not fucking with me and fucking what I'm doing, I don't care. I do not care at all.
We're supposed to be
uplifting
one another. You know what I mean? People spend too much time focusing on everybody else's lives and everybody else's problem. But think about it, like, if they focus that time and energy into themselves, you know, and actually, like, really searching themselves, like, not going off the basic fucking bullshit to where it's like society wants you to be like this, or you got to have this image, you got to listen to this music, be on this politics. We get schooled based off of, like Travis says it all the time, we judge people based off of their individuality, like who they are as people, not who they are as a people. Like, every single person has a different feel, you know what I mean? I don't think a pork chop off your plate, you don't. Of mine, we live cool. You know, we help each other. Because there are going to be areas where somebody else is strong where I'm weak. You know what I mean? That's why I think, like, if people focus on that, like, embrace our differences in a way to where they're going to have something that you lack, and both of you can grow together because of that. You know, that's fucking crazy to me.
Yeah. I always say four eyes is better than two. You know what I mean? It's always cool to have someone there helping you out, you know, when you're doing shit. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But, yes, I feel 100% how you feel. But, you know, that's why I appreciate you having me on. Because, you know, you couldn't have done this. You know what I mean? You didn't have to do this, but you did. You know, I get some exposure. Hey, I meet cool-ass people. It is what it is. You know what I mean? That's what it's about, man. Just, you know, helping other people up, you know. Help other people.
Yeah. We just brought
you on. Down, man. You're the homie for that one.
Oh, man, we just brought him on a fucked up episode. I just got to bring him on my,
right,
on my
right,
other
this
show.
This is one of the ones that's going to get more than like 100,000 listeners, watch, because we went off the fucking deep end.
I don't care, man.
I dive
you know
head
what?
First, too. I don't tiptoe into shit.
Right? That's the only way to be, though, you know? You know what? I've been in this radio business for 14 years now, and you know, like I said, you know, I like this show because it's my kick off my shoes show. I don't really give a crap what other people in the sport, the business, any aspect think about this show because, you know, it's live, it's unscripted, it's real. I mean, you ain't gonna get no fake shit up on here. I mean, the way I look at it is everybody's entitled to an expression. Everybody's entitled to their view, and that's what. Usually this show, we talk about some pretty crazy shit. So I'm going to fuck with you for a little bit, Johnny. You know.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm ready.
Travis put out a video a while back where, you know, he said he didn't he no longer wanted to be a man. That he wanted to be, an 8-year-old little girl. You know, what's your position on people wanting to be these I don't know, what are they even called, Travis? You're the one that's
transgender, trans fucking
trans age.
First of all, before we even start to touch on this subject, I got to identify the fact that you're a racist and a xenophobe and a sexist.
Hey,
now that we're at a point where we can come to actual terms with this, I like to prefer the term gender fluid. I switch as often as I like. You know, I can switch from the, I'm a female now. So
now he's a fucking unicorn.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it just comes down to one of those things where it's like, it's all the one kid who shits his pants and now we all have to wear diapers. It's one person who bitched enough to get their particular way or their particular view to where now other people, I honestly think it's a joke. I honestly think the entire movement is, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 actual transgender people in this country, and then everyone else is just a troll.
You know, he asked Johnny that question, right?
I was getting background story, foreground story, and future shit coming from Travis. Goddamn.
Right.
The foreskin story. You know what I mean?
No, I call it transmissions. You know, they don't know what they want to go, but they know they're going somewhere. I have no idea, but
right.
I take it like what MF said before. Hey, I don't care. Is, you know, do what you want. Hey, I guess that defies the terms of you can be whatever you want to be. Just set your mind to it. You can do whatever you want to do. Just work hard at it. I guess that falls in that category. If you can, you know, they want to be somebody they're not. I guess. Hey, what is what it is. Fuck, I mean, but if Travis wants to be an 8-year-old girl, who just say he can't be? What are you going to do? Tell him no? He's a fucking grown man. He can do whatever he wants to do. But that's how I feel about it. Like, fuck, if you don't, you know, my kids aren't going to tell me they want to be something weird that they don't want to be. That I know what
the problem is when legislation gets brought into it, and you know, it starts affecting things like schools. And like, you know, exactly like you said, Johnny, like your kids. I mean, you know, there are people out there today who are looking at their 4-, 5-, 6-year-old children and saying that, oh, my little boy thinks he's a girl, so we need to give him hormones to stop him from going through puberty.
Yeah, no, you let that shit go. Hey, you could treat your kid however you want to do. Like, you could fucking put him in a dress if he wants or whatever, as long as they want to. But sometimes my kids don't get a choice. It's because dad said so. You know what I mean? You're not going to throw a fit, motherfucker, because I'll smack you, you know? And that's just how I was raised, and that's just for real, dude. We don't, you know, who we're not supposed to hit your kids with your hand because hands are for loving. And, you know, a belt's to keep your pants up. It never fucking stopped my dad. Hangers are for fucking running clothes. It never stopped my dad. You know, but no, it's not only that, man. It's just being straight upfront with you, upfront and honest. Be like, hey, yeah, I listen to my kids. My daughter's gay. Does it affect me? Fuck no. I just told her, baby, you know what? This is probably how you're feeling right now. I said, but just know what the decisions you make isn't real popular. So you're gonna face a lot of ridicule. You're gonna face a lot of shit talk, and you got to be prepared for that. I know. I said, but if it's you, 100%, I got you. You know what I mean? No doubt about it. You know. That's how I feel. That's how I let my kid. You think she's going to go off and start doing a bunch of, you know, weird shit? No, I'm still your dad. You still have a way to live. We still have rules in this house. We still got to become decent people. You know what I'm saying? And there's ways to do it. If a kid thinks he wants to be a girl, hey, at 18, when you're grown and you can make decisions, that's not going to be a trendy decision. I consider this shit like a barbed wire tattoo. You know what I mean? Or a fucking, you know, something like that. That's what, you know, people want to do it because it's in. It's going to get you attention. You know, like Travis was saying before, there's probably only a few thousand real ones. Hey.
Well,
more
you get the ones that
want to
do the surgery and shit.
Salute. Yeah, do it. Be for real. Cut your shit off. Cut your dick off. Like, you know,
right,
be
100%. There's nothing you have to do with that. I like your analogy of the tattoo because it's like you guys could do some, you know, you can be gay, whatever. You could have this. But you might change your mind fucking 10 years later if you do some permanent shit.
You might
not be able to.
Yeah, you might. So if you're really in for it, hey, fuck, cut the nuggets off, man. Shit, go taco. You know,
hey,
but, I don't know.
Even
the girls that want to be dudes, you know, get one, shit, man. You know what I mean?
Be all the way in.
I was going to say, the biggest problem I have with it, man, is like, you know, you look at 6, 7, 8-year-old boys, and they don't even know what the fuck they are yet. You know, they don't know shit. That's a child.
Yeah, exactly.
They know nothing about the future. You know, that little boy, he might not be transgender. Why would we give the kid hormones to suppress him going through puberty when maybe he's just gay?
Wait till they're fucking 20.
You know, wait till he has a fully developed brain and he can make that adult decision for himself.
Not even 18, 25.
And we all know some people since this whole movement thing started coming out that finally came out, or they're dressing the other way. But we all know when they were younger, when you guys used to play together, bro was just a little soft. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that nigga's gay.
Sweet, you know?
But still, you know, but you knew the people. You knew. Now they have so much shit on TV about, you know, about kids trying to, you know, be, you know, the opposite. They're kids. Like Travis said, they're fucking kids. They don't know. And kids are easily influenced, man. They're sponges. So if that's all you're hearing all fucking day, if they're fucking watching the Kardashians all goddamn day long, you know, of course that's what they're going to start thinking. Hey, maybe I should be a fucking chick. No, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should fucking throw a ball around and go play outside, ride a fucking bike. You know,
right,
start watching TV and playing on apps. Yeah, for real. But that's, you know, for real. I mean, who to say there wouldn't have been more in our generation if we had the shit that's available today? My son just showed me an execution yesterday. Yeah, look at this assassination. Dude just fucking walked up on dude and blam. I'm like, oh, where's that? It's fucking on Instagram. I'm like, oh, shit.
Right,
you know,
watching
him almost 18. He's almost 18 and shit, but still, I'm like, damn, dude, that's dude. We had to get the Faces of Death fucking cassette VHS and pass it around, you know. But that was back then, and that shit changed your life, man. I remember walking to school and finding somebody threw a dirty magazine out the fucking car. You hid that motherfucker, you tucked it. You know, now it's just available on your phone. It's available on your phone. You know, so it's crazy, you know, but that's how kids are so fucked up nowadays. That's why I try to keep it strict in my mind.
Yeah, I gotta jump back in here. You know, one thing that you said, ass whooping created, you know, that's what I am. You know, and I think that's what's missing in society, bro. Everybody wants to talk about how you don't hit your kids. Look at me, man, I'm from the projects. I was ass whooping created. Fuck, I got my master's in engineering science. I'm a 2-time Hall of Fame photographer. I got my own radio show. That ass whooping never hurt me one bit, you know? These kids nowadays, they don't have a fucking clue. Hey, Johnny, since we're being very vocal about this, do you think that society is slipping as far as parents are concerned?
No, I don't think society. I think parents are. You know what I mean? Because there's a certain group. My whole block probably whips their kids' ass. But 2 blocks down probably don't. You know, we live in the same neighborhood. Now, I just think, man, this is the same. To me, I look at it like if it isn't broke, then, you know, don't fix it. Do I got some shit that, you know, the parents probably whip my ass a little too much? Yeah, probably. Did I deserve it? Yeah, probably. You know, now we want to worry about, like, kids, like, feelings. Like, oh, they're feeling bad. Like, I called my son a pussy the other day. And my wife's like, you're going to apologize to him? I was like, no, he was acting like a pussy to me. You know what I mean? You know, you're going to cry and you're going to pout like a little girl. I'm going to call you a little girl. Hey, here's what it is. You know, did he act like that ever again? Fuck no. You know, do I think he's a pussy? No, I just said he's acting like a pussy. So, you know, they're too – kids nowadays have too many options, too many choices. You know, sometimes kids don't know what's good for them. You know, I went through years custody battle with my, you know, with my ex for my kids, you know, trying to get them, you know, trying to get my kids, you know. And they told me it's what's best for the kids, you know what I mean? So, oh, there's the kids are coaching, parents are coaching their kids, but now the actual judge, who, you know, who looks at it and says, nah, this kid is good here. You know, if you have good standards, if you just let the kids do whatever the fuck they want, hey, man, good luck. You're losing your kids slow, you know? And, you know, that's, fuck it. Ass whooping never hurt. I haven't whipped my kids' ass in years. Are they afraid? Fuck yes, they are, because they've gotten their ass whipped before.
I remember them days, bro. Like, if one kid fucked up, the rest of us ran. Cause when mama got on a roll, everybody got the ass whooped.
Everybody.
You
better
remember
not
that
laugh
shit
either.
You did 3 weeks ago.
Thought you thought you when you ran from her, she, you know, She was too tired, maybe. Shit, she caught you later. Shit, I got caught in the shower one time. I ran from her. I ran from her. Then I finally think, oh, she ain't mad no more. So I got in the shower. Shit, we didn't have no lock on the door. Man, she
busted
my old
man used to do the same fucking shit. He used to do the same motherfucking shit. He'd sit there and be like, oh, you're going to get it. It ain't going to be right now. It'll be sometime before you go to bed. And don't think getting in that bed, I'm not going to yank your ass out. And my dad's gigantic.
Right?
You know what I mean? Compared to me, I'm 5'9". That motherfucker's 6'3". You know, so when I was fucking younger, it was like, he could one hand fucking manhandle me. And it was like, he'd be like, okay, well, if we got a discussion that we can't actually talk out, I got gloves and we're going to the backyard. But he made me fucking wait for that shit. And he'd like, he'd hella stomp his feet so I could hear him and feel him. And next thing you know, he just walked by me like nothing happened. Like, ooh, I was fucking ready. And then all of a sudden, the ninja shit come out of nowhere. Dude, whack, 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 whack. Like, I fucking insta-kill, you know what I mean? I'm on the ground just not even realizing what happened. But, yeah, it was that psychological shit that did me. I was like, bro, just beat my ass right now. I can't wait any longer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, have you ever been woke up by an ass whooping?
Even the other day, I walk in there, I'm like, no, I abide by your rules. This is your house. I'm a grown-ass man. I can take my old man right now.
Yeah.
No, it's your house.
Nope.
Yo, see, I still teach my kid the same way. My son, 32 years old, you up in my house, you respect my house. You know, I don't give a fuck you fitty. You know, it's just the way things should be. Society,
man,
though.
It's the respect. It's the respect.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That respect is long gone. You know, it still exists in some aspects. But the way we look at things now, man, I mean, especially where I'm at, there's no respect for people. I don't even think they respect themselves anymore, because I think the internet and different aspects have allowed these people to create alter egos, alter aspects of who they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's truly, man, it's been a demise in my opinion. You know, we talk about the situation on the show time and time again about how the internet has fucked up things. You know, Johnny, in your opinion, do you think society would have been better without, you know, us having access to the internet, or do you think the situation still would have accrued to where it's at today?
I think it still would have been, without the internet, no, man. No, I think without the internet would be way better. I mean, look, we just make society lazy. You know what I mean? You go do a book report, just Google. When we had to do a book report, we went to the library, had to get an encyclopedia. You know what I mean? And actually learn how to fucking look for books and references and stuff like that. It made you get up and do stuff, you know? Now it's like you look it up on Google, all that info's there, but then you have your friends texting you. So then you're not really focused. You know, you had to be quiet in the library. You know, now there's clicking away. It's louder than ever, you know? So I think without the internet, it's way better. I was born in 1980. So I went through the 80s and the 90s, you know, teenager in the early 90s. So that was shit, you know. It's either I called you, we're meeting up, or, you know, we'll figure it out, or whatever. That's how we became more independent, man. Now kids are lazy as fuck, you know, because of the internet.
See?
Grubhub,
yeah, you know,
they can fucking get food delivered to you.
Right? You know, the trip is I'm old enough to be all y'all's daddy, but that's the bad thing about life. Well, you know,
so that just goes to show you the generation, you know, is still going strong. Still, you know, that's your generation. You had kids our age, you know, shit like that. So, you know, that respect was passed from your dad to you, then to your kids. I don't know where we're losing it. This next one, my kids are legit. They know they'll get smacked up and they'll get kissed in front of everybody. You know, that's just how it is.
Yeah. See, I miss those days, and I'm sure you understand these days, and sort of MF and Travis, but, you know, in the minority aspect of life, you know, every Sunday, that was family day, man. All your family came over. You woke up in the morning, you had chicharrones con chile, you had beans, sopa, and, you know, nopales and whatever. And then, you know, later that night, they moved all the furniture out of the freaking living room and everybody had mariachi music on and was just getting it. Now you look at life, those days are gone. You know, do you ever think that aspect of life will ever be brought back, or do you just think it's a faded memory?
If people try, you know, if that's what you really want, you know what I mean? We live in a society now to where both parents have to work. They have to work, you know what I mean? And then usually there'll be alternate shifts, you know, so you're not all home at the same time. But when, you know, when you want to have it, my daughter, she's 7 years old. She says, hey, it's family time. It's dinner time. All of us are at the table. You know what I mean? The teenagers, they want to go off and, you know, do whatever, you know. They're not allowed to eat in the room, so they got to eat at the table. You just got to have rules. You know what I mean? Get a foam basket for dinner time. Everything's talked amongst dinner. You meet with a new client. Hey, let's go grab some lunch and talk. You meet a girl. Hey, let's go out for drinks. Hey, you know, let's go get some coffee. Everything is met over, you know, over food. So why not use that time that you have no cell phone devices or no internet, no distractions. You know, everybody tell you about how your day went. You just got to try. You have to. I don't say it's long gone because people still do it, but you just got to try. You got to put it in people. You know, and it takes work. That's why I say it takes work, and people are lazy. So if you want to, you know, work at it, then, you know, we all need that grandma back. You know what I mean? That made everybody do it, you know?
Yeah, you know, I know that feeling, man. I know you're right. And, Travis, don't take that literally. We all got to put it in. You know, don't take that literally, homie. Travis, I pick on Travis all the time.
Peter's all over his shit today. Nonsense, motherfucker. I hope you cut your fingernails before you want to start talking about somebody.
Hey, man, you know what? My fingernails are where they are because I got a flush to a camera.
Any comments or powder or whatever you want to go on. Just looking out my day here, creating some conversation.
hey, bro, you going to clown on my nails? But see, the reason I have to let my nails grow a little bit long because I have to hold my camera. See, the thing of it is if I don't have nothing to grab onto my camera and that cage shake, the first thing it's going to do is that camera going to hit a fighter in the head, and I don't want to get my ass whooped twice in one night. So, you know, I ain't fitting to hit no fighter in the damn head with a camera. You can climb
all
you want.
Bro, you'll be so viral, though, Don. Well, we used to keep on making nails long, but you know what I mean. The pinky nail was the only one we ever kept long, and that was only one.
Oh, hey, clown. We don't want to talk about that shine, do we?
It's glistening, baby. My native skin kicks in the summertime. I love it. I go from I could look like in the fucking snow country in the winter to all of a sudden I belong in the fucking Northern American continent in the fucking summer. Weird shit.
Yeah, but if the roof is barren, it doesn't matter what color it is, bruh.
Hey, God just had to give everybody else a chance. You know what I mean? That's why I'm 5'9" and fucking losing my hair.
Yeah, you wish you had a head of hair like this when you're gonna hit 50, homie.
Shit, bro. I wish I had a hair like that now. You know what I mean? Fuck, when I'm 50, I want it now.
That was so fucked up, man. Hey, Johnny, before I went out to Bellator 199, my sponsors fucking put a bet, bro, because they like to give me shit, because I like to get gruffy. I don't care, man. I'm on tour. I'm on the road. So I don't shave. I don't do shit. I don't even smile. I mean, you're right about that. But so one time I decided, fuck it. You know, I'm tired of everybody talking shit. So I went and got a fucking manicure, got a haircut, you know, fucking shaved, did whatever. And these motherfuckers are talking about. These motherfuckers are going to talk about, oh, that shit's fake, man. That dude got a weave. It's like, what the fuck? This motherfucker go to Hair Plugs for Men. And I'm like, ain't this some shit? So they put a $100 bet each. There's like five of them that I dyed my hair, that I had a weave, and that I had hair plugs and all this shit. So I go out to San Jose, and I meet up with all these people. And every one of these motherfuckers balder than fuck. You know, bald as fuck. And then I'm sitting there looking at them, man. I'm just laughing. Because I was like, man, I'll collect that bet now. And these dudes is looking at me, and I pulled my hat off, and they were shocked. Because I ain't got no fucking weave, man. My actual nationality is American Indian and Irish. So I ain't fucking gone bald, you know. And so it's like, to have these dudes clowning on me was funnier than shit. So, like I said, today's show just kind of went way sideways. It didn't go with the intent that I meant for it to go, but it's all
it's
good.
It's real, though. That shit's real. Non-scripted, real. Admire that shit. Embrace that shit. Love that shit.
Hey, even if you gave me a script, I wouldn't have read it.
No.
Right?
I'm like, it's my time to shine, bitch. No.
You know what's funny, though, is lately, man, Travis, you're kind of rubbing off on me, homie, and I don't know if it's a good way or a bad way.
Is it rubbing off on you or rubbing off on you?
Well, I don't know, man, either or. But, no, nah, man, the motherfucker kind of got me hooked on some Socrates and shit. I got to tell you, man, that's some profound shit. How does a young white boy like yourself get so caught up in that?
Oh, man, psychedelics, psilocybin cubensis in particular. but I'm fascinated by history, man, because as you go back and you start to, you know, learn a lot of these old philosophers, a lot of, you know, how we came to be, and the crazy thing is about it is you see that it's so reflected in today's society, man. Like, archetypes are archetypes for a reason. You know, the same ways that people acted back then are the way that people act now. But the only difference is now there's so many more fucking distractions that people are losing their innate abilities to think. I mean, you know, Johnny kind of touched on it before with the whole independence thing, man. Just kids growing up today having zero independence because they're on a fucking electronic leash by their parents, you know, their entire fucking life. And it's like we're living today in a time that history can't help us with, you know. We have this new thing with all the interconnectivity and the internet that all of these philosophers and you know, all these ancient historians, you know, we had all these archetypes for people. You know, that's where psychology came from. That's where sociology came from. And you look back on it, and people are losing any bit of, you know, connection to reality. They're losing the ability to conversate. I mean, they're losing their attention span like a motherfucker. I'm sure you noticed that, Don. I mean, back in the day, you know, when I was a kid, when I was growing up, we would be bored. Sometimes you would be bored for hours. Sometimes you would say, hey, I'll meet you down at the light pole at 7 o'clock, and your friend doesn't show up till 7:30. And you got to fucking sit there for a half hour and look around and not know if your friend might be dead, you know? It's just one of those things where I try and look at a lot of these, you know, historians and ancient philosophers, because there's so much wisdom into how people act and how human nature is. But it's so weird to try and apply that to today's society, because we're living in a completely fake reality, you know, like we're talking to egos and, you know, social media being a physical embodiment of people's ego, you know. Anybody's Facebook page is not who they are. It's who they want to be. It's, you know, the one time they were on a yacht, the one time they did this, you know, the one time they were thoughtful and they had this thoughtful thing, you know, not the other 99% of the time when they're being a piece of shit or when they're not taking care of their kids or, you know, doing God knows what. But it's like we have to get back to that individuality and that honesty, you know, that real. You got to use this connectivity to become individuals and for everybody to be individually accountable for their own for their own actions.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, life is a trip, man. Most people don't really get it. They think they do. And as an OG of the group, I'm watching just people. And my listeners, man, I don't care. They're going to be here regardless because, you know, they've followed me for 14 years. They're getting used to this weird shit. But it's like, I think the lack of paying respect to our elderly, man, I think the lack of looking at the knowledge, like Johnny said earlier, you know, I gained my knowledge from my grandfather. I mean, he ain't even my blood, but that man made me who I am today. He instilled in me what it is to be a man. I think there's a lack of that in life in general. I mean, Johnny, I commend you. I mean, because you're running your family right. But there's 98% of these other motherfuckers out there that think that what they're doing is right. And, you know, that's why I get complacent. Well,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Everybody has their own right. You know, everybody has their own right, what I think is right. You know, sometimes people may not think what I'm doing right. I'm not in the popular. I'm a minority now of how I do, you know, how I do shit. You know, even with my wife sometimes, she'll question me. I'm like, just believe me, please. You know what I mean? Just believe me, please, you know. And it's going to work out. You know, I'd rather be hated right now and loved when they're 20 years old than living a successful life, you know. Something you got to do. Something you got to believe in, man. You got to know it's right. You know, if I know it's right, there's no one else going to tell me that it's wrong.
Most definitely. You know, Johnny, I look so forward to bringing you on to my. I'm gonna try to bring you on to my music show this Sunday. I'll be with Chingy on the 16th. So, I'm going to kind of see. I'll try to work that in and see what we can do in that aspect, get you on the music show. That show is bumping.
For sure.
You know, this show right here, you know, I've been averaging a little over 100,000, and sometimes it jumps up more from there, and I think people are getting used to this. I don't think they know how to handle this sometimes, but, you know, MF and Travis even give dating advice on this fucking show. I mean, this show is a trip, man. It goes every direction possible, but usually it's more correlated than today. But today I just wanted to have fun. I was a little dabbed out, and I wanted to just chill. But, you know, after that, you know, one thing I did want to bring up with you, MF, and it's kind of cool, man, because you've been on this ride with me since the beginning. Well, not the beginning of radio, but,
beginning,
you know, when I started finding... Nah, bro. You know, on a serious note, when I started finding these young artists and started bringing them into the limelight, you know, something just happened that was totally off the fucking hook, bro. All three of these artists that I found got signed to the same label. Now, the 21st of June is the beginning of their tour in New York City. You know, all of them signed with this new label. All of them are getting ready to take off. And they invite me to come to New York City on the 21st on their dime, because if it wasn't for me, that these artists would have never been where they're at. The label would have never found them, and they wouldn't be, you know, moving on with their lives. You know, I think that's how life should be, man. You got to reach out. You see somebody struggling, or you see somebody that's got talent, or somebody that just wants to be able to, you know, be heard or be listened to. You got to give everybody that opportunity. So that's what my show is about, man, and that's the great thing, you know, and I feel tremendous in this aspect that I get to share in the night with three artists that I found on three different opportunities and brought them together, and now they're with the same label, and now I get to go to a fucking show in New York City and probably sit in front of 30,000 people and watch what I created. You know, Johnny, what does it mean for you to finally feel that you found where you need to be in that aspect?
Man, I don't think I'm where I need to be. You know what I mean? I'm forever evolving, forever growing. It's just kind of been something I always do. It's like I get uncomfortable and I feel like I need to be doing more. And so I just branch out, you know. It's like I meet great people throughout my life. And especially like we've talked about before on the show, man, like I wasn't a good person. You know what I mean? I come from a pretty fucking dark place before. And it wasn't until I started meeting all these people to where they were actually able to, you know, kind of like, not kind of, but they would fill that hole in my heart, dude, because there was something that I always felt like it was missing. So I try and replace it with other things, and I get myself into shitty situation after shitty situation. You know, but all under the tent of doing the fucking right thing, which is funny. So that's why it's like, I always be the right and wrong, like what Johnny said. It's all perspective off that one person, you know. But I think it's, as far as what I can do now, it's use what I'm good at, you know. I'm training more like the darker side of psychology, but it's I think my gift of connecting people is what I should have been doing like my whole life. And it's like, if that's what I can do, you know, that's what I'd like to do, because I'd like to see people that I know like that not necessarily like you could say deserve it, you know what I mean? But it's like, if I can give somebody a chance just by just being me and, you know, having a good relationship with somebody else, then that's all it is. You know what I mean? It's not a business proposition. It's not a trade. It's just, you know, I have a good relationship with somebody else based off of mutual trust and fucking, you know, like solid fucking foundation. And if I could connect these other two people that I happen to have good foundations with, you know, like, that's how the tribe grows. That's how the community grows, you know, when everybody's looking out for the other. But I think, you know, not everybody's going to do that. But if I can, then, you know, it's kind of cowardly fucking if you know what the right thing to do is and not to do it, you know.
Most definitely. Johnny, you want to feed off that, bro?
Yeah, I believe, man, it's a choice. You know, everyone can say, hey, I'm this way or I'm that way. Honestly, you're the way you are. It's because it's a choice. You know, basically, I could choose to be happy today. I could choose to be grumpy today. I could choose to help somebody out. You know what I mean? I could have chose to ignore this phone call. You know what I'm saying? But it's everybody got a choice. And it's just like doing the right thing. And MF was like, bro, I'd love to have you on the show. I'm like, cool, right on. You know, he didn't have to do that. Why did he do that? To help me out. Cool, man. I appreciate that. Not a lot of people do that. I've met a lot of people, man. I've only been rapping for 2 years. I've met a lot of people when I first started were just like, yeah, man, I'll fuck with you. Yeah, let's do this. Yeah, let's do that. And then when they find out that I'm serious about it, then it's just like, oh man, no phone calls back or no, nothing like that. And that's why, like, I stick with my truths, man. Like, whoever's been fucking with me from day one, I fuck with. And if not, cool. You don't gotta like my shit either. But it's just like, it's just being true, man. It's being real to yourself, and helping people out. You know, like, that's why MF was a coach. You know what I mean? He had that connection in between the fighter and then him actually fighting. You know what I mean? That instruction is helping people out. You know, who don't want to see the next man fucking win? You know what I mean? There's enough to go around. We all eat, man. That's how I see it. You know, that's how I see it. You know, it's just why hold it to yourself? Why hold it to yourself? You know why? When everybody can experience what you're experiencing, man. You know.
You know, I gotta tell you, man. You know, when I created this show, it was just to give back. Did I ever think that I would end up where I'm at? You know, nah, hell no. Nah. But you know, I'm knee deep in the music industry. So like I said, I'm gonna have you on my music show. That show,
oh man, yeah,
average gets, yeah, that show get 230,000 plus live listens. And MF, just to let you know, bro, I just signed the deal with Sirius Satellite Radio, so it looks like in the next 3 months we're going to transition over to Sirius Satellite Radio and leave iHeart in the dust, because I finally got them to agree to let me to bring all my sponsors over and give them their free commercialism. I had to take a little bit of a hit, but you know what? It's been one team, one dream since the beginning, and these dudes have my back for years. So if it means me taking a little pay cut to bring my family with me, I'm going to do it. But yeah, Johnny, we'll get you set up. We'll do the backstage with Don
McGuire. Definitely.
Oh yeah, we'll get you out there, bro. And MF will tell you, and so will Travis, that when I set my hooks into doing something, I make sure that it comes through. I'm not one of them, oh bro, hit me up, we'll make it happen.
No, it will happen.
Yeah, for
sure. No doubt. That's why I like to fuck with people like that, man. You know, a hell of people's been hitting me up, especially after the video dropped. You get to put a face to the lyrics, you know, into the man. But, like, I've known that man for a while. You know, he reached out. You know, a lot of people reached out. A lot of motherfuckers were fake that I never responded to. And a lot of people I responded to. You know what I mean? So that's, you know, real recognized, real, you know, congratulations on the finding of the, you know, the Furious and everything. Cool, man. I want to grow with you guys, shit.
Yeah, well, we're going to grow, homie. This show,
you fucking ain't right.
That's,
you know,
the trip about it.
You be the DJ,
even this
be the
show
DJ
right here.
Khaled of the West, man, you know?
Right. This show right here, you know, when we first did it, we just did it to do it. And I never thought it would get the numbers that it, you know, it does. But, you know, I wasn't joking. MF and Travis have given dating advice on the show. We had a dude call in one time, man. He was like, I've been doing the same shit for 3 years in a row. I got some extra money this year. You know, am I doing the wrong thing? Should I do something different? Turn Travis and MF into Oprah and Dr. Phil for a minute. That was a trip.
Bro,
I got some.
Again. I want to know how that shit went. Johnny, this fool was talking about, he was like, man, these guys at work giving me shit. Like, I've been going to fucking Chipotle with the same chick for like 4 years. And I was like, wait, hold on. I was like, the same chick has gone with you to Chipotle on Valentine's Day for 4 years. I was like, bro, you're winning. I'm like, fuck what they're saying. I'm like, if she didn't want to fuck with you, she's not going to go there for 4 years straight. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
for
4 years that's something
straight.
You got together. I'm like, embrace that shit. Fuck everybody else.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Hey, yeah. No, I got some dating advice. Talk to a person. That's it. Don't text. Don't call. Face to face talk.
Let me hear
that. Man, that shit works miracles, man. That shit works miracles. I'm an ugly motherfucker, man, and I'm short and fat. The odds are not in my favor. So what I have to do, I got to make sure I talk correctly. I got to make sure I got to, you know, be intriguing. You know, that's what I did as a teenager. Shit, I woke up going to bed thinking, how the fuck am I going to get this chick to talk to me?
Where am I going to stay there? Like,
you know what
you
I mean?
Wanna, dude, I always commit you to that. You was one of the few motherfuckers that would trade kicks with me.
Oh, yeah. I love kicking, man.
I enjoyed it.
I love kicking. Hey. And my friends would get drunk, and they still won't let me kick them. I did it one time, and then one party, and that was it. That was
it. I just let them kick my shit, bro.
I love
kicking. I'm like, no, go as hard as you want. Break some shit if you want. Go.
No. Like, it was cool. I'm glad. Remember when Luis Gonzalez was going to fight Gaethje, and they brought me in there to kick the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. They didn't end up fighting, but that was. It's crazy because I look at all the people I was training with at the time, and a lot of them are in the UFC or they're doing hella well. I'm like, man, I was touching these people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
consistently.
I was really in the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Consistently touching. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, I'm like, man, and I got caught up in some shit, and you know, I didn't take my career seriously, man. I was into the groupies and shit. You know what I mean? Side chicks and shit, man. Fucked my whole life up. Almost lost my wife. You know, it's not worth it. You know what I mean? So that shit is wild, bro. That shit'll get to you. So now,
that's
all
that
good.
Shit right there,
you know,
is just
I mean?
A basement syndrome.
You can resist everything but temptation.
That
was my
basement
song.
Syndrome.
Bro, I'm right there with you, dog. Like that has gotten me in trouble more times than I care to admit.
Well, you know, hey, that was my theme song back then. Was I love bad bitches? That was my fucking problem. It was out of control, man. You know, it was out of control. But hey, you know, hey, she stuck with me. I've known my wife since we were 13 years old. She's my best friend, and she stuck with me for real. Real talk. If anything out of this interview or the show. If she's fucking with you and she's down for you, man, that's hey, don't fuck that up for nothing. Don't fuck that up for nothing. You know what I mean? She was crazy. She looked me in the face and she asked me one question. She's like, answer me one question, and I won't talk to you after this ever again. We have this. We've known each other for this long. We have family together. I've known you for this long. You want to trade that in for a side bitch? She's just a side bitch. You know, and I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, it's just, you know, that's the real shit. You know, you look at somebody in the face and tell them some real shit like that. You know, most motherfuckers don't look me in the face and tell me that I'm wrong. You know, she did, though.
No, fuck no. They ain't
you know
got
what I mean?
To do it.
See, exactly. And she was, but she did. And then, you know, and look at us now, man. We're doing great. And it's the best we've ever been our whole life. You know, I wouldn't trade that in for nothing. She was sick in the hospital for a few days, man, and I was lost. I think I got like 5 hours sleep in 3-4 days. It was crazy. But, hey, man, for real. Real talk, everybody. Treat that one.
Yeah,
that one,
you know, no, I'll feel you on that, bro, because I'm not going to go deep into it because we're going to have to wrap things up here. But MF, I tell you, I went through some shit, but, you know, I appreciate you saying that because I've been with mine for 34 years. I met her when she was, you know, 13, just turning 14, and I was just turning 16, and she's been in my life ever since. But, you know, on the real, I had to sit her down. And break off everything that I fucked up and things
yeah.
that I did.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she put her pinky out and said, all right, clean slate from here. And you know what? I ain't never had nobody do that. You know, I'm sitting there telling her myself.
No.
And she going straight say, hey, all right, we got this. I ain't fitting to walk away from this. We clean slate from here forward. And it's been good ever since, you know. I had my shit packed,
good.
Ready to go to Cali, ready to get my shit on, and then she just broke it down real. And I mean, sometimes that's what it takes for all of us, you know. And I think if
for
we
real.
Can do that as individuals, society can do that as a society. Friends can help each other in that aspect. You know, I know today's show kind of went way the fuck sideways, but you know, the ultimate message out of it is, man, let's just all be real with each other. Let's create a better place for our kids. Let's straighten things up and let's roll life how it should be. You know, Johnny, honored to have you on. I'm going to get you on my music show on Sunday. But if there's anything you want to say to any of my listeners on this show, man, the floor is yours, brother.
Hey, no, I just want to tell all the listeners, man, thank you for tuning in and stay tuned in after the little fiasco we had. You know what I'm saying? But, it was fun. You'll hear all real shit from me. You'll hear all real music from me. You can find me on Instagram at @KA$H, or it'll be under JCash, the number 9, spelt out 1 and then a 6. You'll find me. I follow back, man. I ain't too. I need, you know, I'm trying to reach out to everybody, man. You know, thank you for tuning in. I look forward to, you know, for future shows, man, to get this shit rocking.
Almost definitely. We can count on this Sunday. You know, I'm going to jump to Travis. Travis, got anything to say, my man?
Yeah, I just got a shout out from my brother Thomas Fallon. He's fighting July 6th, Thunder Valley Casino.
Oh, hell yeah, Thomas. Smash.
Yeah. He's going to be the main event at Thunder Valley. Also, Anthony Fluffy Hernandez is fighting up, coming soon for the Contender Series. So those are my brothers. You guys need to check those guys out.
Yeah, Fluffy legit. Fluffy is legit. MF, random thought of the week, homie.
What's her name?
We keep talking about real. And I think people need to really.
What's her name?
You guess that?
Not real, man. I think as far as random thought, they just need to look at themselves and really examine what that means as an individual. Fuck society. Fuck everybody else. Because if you let everything else influence you, you're losing the biggest part of yourself. You know what I mean? So look at how real you are. Look at your pros. Look at your cons. Acknowledge everything. Look at everything. You know? Celebrate everything, but be you as far as you are, but without being a fucking complete asshole, you know what I mean? And be consistent. People like consistency.
Yeah, you know, I feel you on that. You know, my brothers, the time has come where I have to hurry up and get off here. They're telling me that I ran 10 minutes over, but it's all good. You know, when we're on live, you know, they can't really do nothing until I jump off here. But with that being said, to my listeners, man, I want to thank you. My sponsors, Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, the86ers.net, Affliction, Bite Me Mouth Guards, and Cut Man for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran. Look forward to Sunday. I'm gonna take us out with a little bit more of Johnny and Cash. So, hey, man, I like that Johnny Cash. That's kind of cool. Johnny Cash from the 916. But we're going to dip out with a little bit more of Cash. Look for him this Sunday on Backstage with Don McGuire on the Don McGuire Radio Network. Much love, my homies. To each and every one of you, peace out.
Hey, smooth. Volume up.
Turn it up, yeah, that part. All bass, no treble, yeah, that part. You hear the motherfucking string, yeah, that part. I'm just in it for the cream, yeah, that part. I grew up with hood dreams, yeah, that part. So I want a hood thing, yeah, that part. Must have the mayo on gold thing, that part. Cuban link, pinky ring, yeah, that part. Thick ass bankroll, yeah, that part. Hella thick assholes, yeah, that part. So like Tupac, fresh out, spitting on you niggas. Or something like a dyke, I'm spitting on you kittens. We can go from the shoulders, homie, you can get the mittens. We can go from the holster and the phone to get the spit. Gorilla militia tactics, yeah, that part. I'm a Sacramento king, yeah, that part.
That part.
He's in my 9-hole 16, that part.
Cash. I know you.